alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And indeed, a warm welcome to Tenem Express. A good morning to our non-Muslim listeners tuned to 91.3 FM. I'm Tara Abdiatik and Mohamed, pressing the right buttons. And my producer, Rachel Mohammed. For now, we're focusing on National Children's Dental Health Month, which is the month of Feb. And we have online our dentist Hanifa Khan. Assalamu alaikum to you and a warm welcome, Dr. Hanifa.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You are so welcome. You know, very often people say, are you going to a female dentist? Do they have the stamina to really extract it tooth? People are very skeptic about it. I think initially I was too, but you know what? I'll grow that fear. I know that we can do it as women. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
The first thing I normally get when I'm in my practice is when the patient comes in and says, I hate the dentist. That's the first thing I hear every single day, and I just have to laugh it off. So.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm more afraid of a hairdresser cutting my hair than a dentist looking at my teeth.
Dr. Hanifa, that's a good thing, though.
Shukran so much for being with us this morning. And I think, you know, something I looked at when I had my own children as well, you know, taking them for regular dental checkups and things like that. But, you know, let's start at the beginning, and we're looking at, you know, babies being born, and, you know, at what age they start teething. And we're looking at the importance of caring for the milk teeth as well. I always say, let's start at the beginning.
Yes. So I always advise my patients, or even in government areas or rural areas, the first visit for a child is when they get their first teeth, which is normally at 6 months. But I would advise them to go for checkup or screening at the age of 1 year old.
Okay.
So, and it's very important. The importance of the oral health care is really lies with the parents in terms of bottle feeding, whereas a lot of parents allow the kids to sleep with a bottle with rooibos tea, perhaps, and sugar. Mm-hmm. And so they fall asleep with that, and then you get a condition that's called nursing bottle caries or childhood caries.
Okay.
That, and also whatever they advise during the day when a child drinks out of a bottle, drinks perhaps juice, rather dilute it with water, and after a while the child will start to adapt to that. And then also, obviously, brushing. A lot of mistakes is made with parents allow the child to brush on its own. So in the morning and the night, because the motor skills aren't developed yet, they aren't really able to get to the right places and all of that. So I always advise parents to, till the age of, say, 10, when they actually have proper motor skills and can brush on their own, that parents assist
them
until then.
Okay. Dr. Hanifa, just a question here. We're speaking about bottle feeding, but we also know that, you know, with breastfeeding, is it equally as detrimental when feeding and not cleaning out the mouth or not looking, you know, caring? Because we obviously all know that breast milk is just as sweet.
Yes. Well, breast milk and others as antibiotics and all of that the child needs and nutrition that the child needs. So that's a different form of sugar intake or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So breast milk, I would advise completely. That is a good thing because it has antibacterial properties. It has nutrition, like I said. So the child needs to have that. And then, like I said, at night, with a bottle, they could fall asleep with a bottle of water instead of juice or rooibos tea or anything like that.
Okay. At what age would the child lose his first milk tooth?
It loses first milk tooth at about... about 4 years.
Having our guest, special guest, Dr. Hanifa Khan, the dentist, with us speaking about National Children's Dental Month being the month of February. Dr. Hanifa, assalamu alaikum once again.
Well, I'm laugh about that. I think we had a signal cut or something.
No problem. Alhamdulillah. Yes, so we were still talking about, you know, rather giving a child a water bottle to lie with or to drink when they're in bed.
Yes. And then also what I would like to mention is that, you know, kiddies like their starch, their sweets and all of that, and their drinks. But we would advise, like I said, diluting the juice as well. Then I would like to mention that after they have those snacks that they actually take a piece of gauze and wet it and just wipe the tooth around each area and then rinse the mouth as well, just to prevent the sugary part to actually attach itself to the tooth, because that's when you start getting cavities and all of that.
Okay, so with regards to the milk tooth, is it a good idea when you see the tooth rotting to, or you know there's some weakness, to rather have it checked out? Do you do fillings for children as well? Is that advisable?
Yes, definitely. I actually advise people to have what we call fissure sealants, which is a material that you put on the molars, the lower and top molars. Because as you know, the fissures in there are quite deep, so it's prone to have bacteria and food stuck into there. So they have this material, fissure sealant, to protect and to cover the tooth, so when the child does eat, nothing gets stuck inside that tooth. And then also, I have a toothpaste that contains fluoride, because that also prevents cavities as well. And then, yes, of course, we do fillings as well, depending on how far the cavity is as well. And I try to avoid extracting at a very young age, especially 4 to 5, because it traumatizes the child. Mm-hmm. And in future, they wouldn't want to come to the dentist. So we always try to do fillings or to save the tooth. That's our first priority before we get to any extraction.
Okay.
Unless it's infection and there's severe pain, then we'd have to do that. But then there's also options of having sedation and general anesthesia as well.
Okay. Dr. Anifa, you know, when we speak about children and we speak about the fluoride, the toothpaste with fluoride, do we have enough fluoride in our water? Should we supplement and give Zymaflor? Tell us about it.
I do. Look, Zymaflor is not really effective in with mold teeth. It's more effective with the permanent teeth. So they should start using it at the age of 9, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But we have sufficient in our water and toothpaste. And also when they go for the 6-month checkups and have the polishing and all of that, we give fluoride as well for the sufficient amount of fluoride that they are receiving, systemically and topically. So there's no need to have anything extra done.
Okay.
So it's also...
Yes. Are you aware of the various programs that government has rolled out in the different faculties of Tiger Work and Mitchell's Plain?
Mitchell's Plain Dental Faculty as well as the Tiger Work Dental Faculty, and they make sure that the people, if I could say, the low socioeconomic status, the class, that they have access to all dental care. So they have a program where they categorize certain patients according to the income. So you get P0, which is the pensioner, and the pensioner pays nothing. So it's free of charge for anything, be it dentures, extractions, cleanings. It's free of charge. P1 is when you're on a lower income, and it's still cheap, but I think it's about 35 rand if you go in. So it goes according to that. And then also they have very vast amount of outreach programs, which I've been with, based in Sasantekraal, Hope Bay, where we use the mobile clinic as well. And also I had a practice in Bondival, and then I decided I'm not only going to do secret private practice, I'm going to do programs, school programs, programs at libraries and all of that. And I had a mentor, basically, in Tigerberg, Dr. Nashreen Bihadi, who advised me about, you know, do more community work, even though you're in private practice. Do outreach programs and all of that. So... And I also try to gather kids at the practice and give them a talk on health education as well, and then get the reps like Colgate, Sensodyne involved also, so they get free access to toothbrushes and toothpaste and mouthwash and all of that. So, because you know it's quite expensive, you know, and if people who, like I said, low socioeconomic classes, they would rather buy bread or food instead of a toothbrush costing them about 30 to 40 rand and toothpaste and all of that. So
Just a question on toothbrushes. How often should one change a toothbrush?
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
Depending if you're sick, if you have a flu or throat infection, I would say once you recover, you throw that toothbrush away and get a new one.
That's great advice, I must say. There's a listener that sent us a WhatsApp message. It says, I have an 8-year-old girl grinding and she has a gum guard, but it hurts her teeth. Any advice? I'm unemployed and I bought the gum guard at some shop and I can't afford a dentist to make her one.
Okay. So firstly, buying it at a shop or sport shop or anything is the wrong way of going about doing that. You should go to the dentist to get a proper mold of the mouth so that the gum guard, or what we call a bite splint, is the proper fit of your mouth. Because if you get one, it's not going to be the size of your gums and teeth, etc. So you need to go to a dentist or to a government clinic and have it done there. It's a very quick procedure. I mean, that way she won't have any pain, and if she does, she can always come back to grind wherever it's painful. So I always advise against buying, going to sports shops and buying gum guards and all of that. That's okay for rugby players and all of that, but in terms of grinding your teeth, a gum guard should be made at the dentist. And also the another important thing is that you should always try to figure out what the factor is that's actually causing the grinding, stress, any psychological problem, anything like that. So we also try to give a muscular relaxant because it often affects the joints, the PNJ joints at the side, and patients start to get headaches and things like that. Yes. So, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So you said that you're busy in the Bonthevelle area as well with outreach programs.
I sold my practice. Okay. I sold my practice in Bonthevelle. So I'm currently working in a lot of places.
Alhamdulillah.
And I still try to go to rural areas to do sort of outreach programs. And then there's a clinic called Vision in Heidelberg, where we provide sedation and GA to elderly people, to kids, to homeless people, anyone for free.
Alhamdulillah.
So I'm part of that as well.
Dr. Anifa, there's one here that says, where would I find a government facility dentist for kids, and where does one start?
Well, the Tiny Book faculty as well as the Mitchell's Plain faculty has a pediatrics section. So it's the only, downside to government is the waiting period. But for pediatrics, not so much, not really a long period. So normally you have to open a folder and all of that. You have to go really early in the morning, about 6 o'clock. Open a folder, and then the patient will be seen to either on that day, or they'll give you a date for that. If the patient is in severe pain and it's emergency, there's infection and sepsis, they will see you at that moment.
Well, as they always say,
emergency section as well.
Indeed, when you go to the government sectors, early bird catches the worm, isn't it?
Yes. But they I know the Tiger faculty and the Mitchell Strand faculty is connected to Western Cape government, so they provide a lot for patients and all of that, for easy access with the mobile clinic, with the outreach programs and all of that. So they're trying every year to bring in more patients, and the students that they also provide help. They also go on outreach programs and all of that. So sometimes we have the weekend programs where they sleep over, and then they'll get up early in the morning and see to the patient. So it's from Friday to Sunday, or you get the one day, which is like based maybe in Santa Grau or Out Bay or the noon and all of that. So.
Okay. There's one question that says, my question is, does Day Hospital dentists do braces as it's very expensive privately?
They do braces, but they only do for children, and it's not at a very expensive price. I'm not exactly sure of the price of that, but I know it's not expensive. But they only do for kids. I think up until 16, if I'm not mistaken. I do work for someone that does braces as well. It's Dr. Muiz Abdul-Auf. He has about 9 practices, and his goal and aim is also to provide to the community and to do things in a less costly way for the patients. So he does braces as well for adults, and he does it. He charges about 16,000 to 17,000, which is over 2 months' payment plan. So the patient doesn't pay everything at once. They pay it until the treatment is complete. Mm-hmm. So he's based in Athlone, as well as Mitchell's Plain, Colorado, Rundersley, Town Center, Grassy Park, Seapoint. There's a lot of places that he's
based. And is the practice on Facebook, or how can people get more information with regards to Dr. Muiz?
There is a website.
Okay.
I can contact you guys to give you all the information for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will show where all the practices are based. There's about 9. So there's also ones in Philippi. And all the practices, orthodontics is done.
As well as
dentures and all of that.
Dr. Aneva, what is the best advice you will give? And we obviously said, there's a question I want to ask you. I knew of somebody that was already 13 years old and still had his milk teeth in his mouth. Why was that? Any specific reason?
That does happen when they have delayed eruption. In that case, we would extract the milk teeth so that the permanent teeth can come out. That does happen sometimes. It's genetic. That happens when there's delayed eruption of the milk teeth, especially the front or the back. So in that case, we'll do, if the patient wants to come for orthodontics, we'll extract that. But even if the patient is just for basic dentistry, we'll also extract it just so that there's enough space in the mouth for all of the teeth to erupt.
So obviously you won't extract all the teeth at the same time. You'll do it strategically then?
Look, if it's milk teeth, it's quite loose,
okay. But
not loose enough to come out on its own. So we'll do everything at once because it's a very easy procedure.
Okay.
And quite painless as well.
And then finally, Dr. Aneva, your advice to, parents, and if there are youngsters tuned in now, what is it that you would share with them, especially for this month being Children's Dental Health Month?
Yes. What I would like to say is that no matter how young the child is, even from 1 year old, take them for the 6 month checkup and keep that till adulthood, keep it up till adulthood. Because at the checkup, they do screening, they do a full consultation to see whether the child needs fittings, whether they need a cleaning, whether they need some extraction to avoid any infection and all of that. Also to try to replace the diet of the child is very, very important when it comes to oral health. So with starch and carbohydrates and sugary stuff, try to replace, like, for example, chips, replaces with popcorn, try to dilute juices with the brushing. Don't need to keep the child brush on his own. The parent should do that for them.
Okay.
And then flossing is very important because the brush cannot reach between the teeth, so you need to floss every day. Once a day is sufficient. And we don't advise that a child from 1 year old to gargle anything because swallowing reflexes hasn't developed as yet. So they would obviously swallow the mouthwash and all of that.
Okay.
So by the age of 7, that's fine. They can start using mouthwash. We even salt, which is equivalent to using mouthwash.
Alhamdulillah.
And then, like I said, the very important thing is the 6 months checkup. Because a lot of times people wait till it gets worse because they want to avoid the dentist. So they don't go for the cleaning, they don't go for filling, and it ends up with infection and extraction. And that's where the fear comes in on the dentist. You know, so if they had come for the cleaning or filling, they would avoid injections and all of that.
Okay.
So that's my advice.
Dr. Anifaka, and shukran so much for sharing the space with us this morning and for your valuable advice and input on the Voice of the Cape. We say big shukran for that and all the success to you and your practice as well.
Afwan, shukran so much for having me.
Assalamu alaikum to you.
Okay, wa alaikum salam, shukran.
Afwan.